This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, here we are to cap the year. I'm Doug Steffen, along with DJ Veers, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, and John Harper, who's here from WMEL on the Space Coast. We call upon him frequently to come and share his thoughts about the things that are going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And as this is the end of the year, we're going to do a two-hour expanded version. Michael Harrison is not available this week, so we'll take all of the 10 stories from this past year and the people list, and we'll throw in some cultural things, lots of it. Well, all of the things are pretty predictable, I think, ladies and gentlemen. When you look at the list, I'm going to go through the list. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen, for those who don't recognize my voice and say, huh? Who's that guy? So the top stories and the people will go through the list, and then we'll sort of take them apart as we feel. You all have your own lists of what you think are the most important News Talk stories of the year, the most important people. So we'll balance those with the list that Talkers Magazine has come up with. On the story side, at number 10, the death of Rush Limbaugh. At number 9, all the crime and violence going on in our country. At number 8, our relationships with China, Russia, Iran. At number 7, the whole business of problems on the border. Number 6, the First Amendment and social media, how the two play together or don't. Number 5, the voting legislation conversation that's been going on with various bills passed around the country at various times this past year. And that floats into number 4, Black Lives Matter, race relations, that sort of thing. At number 3, we still, after a year, talking about January 6th. Number 2, the economy and what's going on. This list has been pretty much the same. Number 1 is COVID, as you might expect. Hasn't this list, I'll ask, go around the room here. Victoria, don't you think the list pretty much has been the same? At least the top 7, 8 things here, maybe even top 9 things, have shown themselves very frequently through the year.
That's true. Yeah, these are big issues and have a broad reach, and so yeah, I'm not surprised it sort of stayed in the headlines. Not a whole lot, you know, felt like it moved. COVID, of course, number 1, and that's just, you know, I think that a lot of the other issues maybe took a back seat almost. I mean, January 6th has gotten a lot of attention, but in 2021, when I think of, like, BLM and race relations, I think more of 2020 than 2021. But, it's unfortunately, these problems have not been solved. That's why they're still on the list.
See. So, John, as a guy who does talk radio every day like we do on WMEL, the existence of these problems, these issues, if we keep going over them and over them and over them, you'd like to think that they're on the list because the folks at Talkers think there's a new wrinkle to them all the time. But at some point, do they wear out their welcome? Do people get, is there a problem even among those of us who want to have an expansive audience? Like the DJV program in itself does not necessarily focus on these, because most of these stories, or many of them, are politically generated, and we're not big into politics, per se. Is it a challenge to you, as a regular local sort of talk show host, to deal with these things and put them into a column that basically gives a reflective view from the local view? How does COVID impact the Space Coast? How does the economy, and that's how you do in good talk radio programs, they take the national issues and apply them to their local situation, right?
Well, you're absolutely right, Doug, but I also think in general, listeners, at least here on the Space Coast, are pretty much burned out on the stories. They're burned out on the people from this year, or if you want to say this past year. And there's a need for something new to come on the horizon for people to really rally around and talk about, whether it be pro or con or whatever. But the top 10 stories of the year, obviously COVID-19, something that people are dealing with, but they're just tired of. The economy, I think the economy, guys, is something that perhaps, at least here in our area, that's something that people do want to talk about, and they talk about it right now in a very positive manner, because a lot of huge and very big things are happening here on the Space Coast. 2022 is going to be a big year for growth here. So the economy is something that people are very interested in. But as you go down the list, January 6th, race relations, voter legislation, so on and so forth, there's a lot of burnout factor there.
Well, I think that affects who's listening to the radio, frankly, and how they're listening to it. I don't mean to put down the radio stations. That's not my job here at all. It's to encourage people to be listening to this format and get excited. But there are, as I sense it, and I've been doing this for a long time, that there's burnout here. I did not go through the people list. I want to do that before we bring Jay in. At number 10 on the people list, Limbaugh. At number 9, the two leaders of China and Russia. At number 8, Kamala Harris. Number 7, Joe Manchin. Ron DeSantis is at 6. Kevin McCarthy is at 5. Mitch McConnell and Pelosi are at 4, tied there. Fauci is 3. Trump is 2, and Biden is 1. Same list all year long, pretty much, right? Joe Manchin, kind of, the newest addition, if you will, to this list. And I think we've all figured that he's probably going to run for president. Might be an interesting candidate, in fact. So Jay from the social media, Jay Kirshner is in charge of our social media on the DJV program and the trending things that we keep our eyes on so that we don't get lost. And that's why I say the trending things that we talk about are not always the things that are in the story list that come from listening to the programs. So I guess, again, is there a disconnect somehow between the people who are hosting programs, what they're talking about, and what some listeners want to hear more about, i.e., the things that are trending that we talk about? What do you have?
COVID-19, there's definitely a lot of engagement regarding any topic throughout the year from COVID-19, whether people are for the masks, against the masks, they believe that COVID is actually happening, they think it's a fake situation, vaccine mandates, that is definitely a hot topic that have people representing every which side on social media coming and saying how they feel. And I think that's kind of, we talk about social media and that's one of the topics on the list, and it can be a bad thing. But it also gives everybody a platform to chime in on the valuable conversations that actually are happening.
But how valuable are their comments? How valuable are the, and this is not prejudicial, because the world of News Talk Radio obviously depends on listener engagement. Talk radio is not like background. Music radio is, for the most part, through most of the day, just background music like a jukebox anymore. The people that own radio stations, big companies, medium-sized companies, have basically ruined the idea of having popular hosts and having fun with jocks that have lots to say about the music or about what's going on, having fun. That's gone for the most part. So then how do we keep the radio, whether it's news talk or music, how do we keep it vital?
Well, to answer the question on what's valuable, I think that value comes from the eye of the beholder. If you are in, along with one stance, say you're for COVID vaccine mandates, you might not find opposing views very valuable. Or say you're against the mandates, you might not find people who say that they should be happening very valuable.
No. I think one of the things that is a player in all of this, maybe it's the 800-pound gorilla in the room, are podcasts. Most people who do talk radio programs, and some others who are on the radio, do a podcast of one sort or another. John, do you, at WMEL, do you fellas who are on the air there, do you have a podcast that you do for the locals?
At the moment, we do not, but that's something in the new year that, we're going to be doing, yes.
Well, but the other side of that is, and again, I'm not trying to shoot the goose here, but for most people, we do a DJV show podcast. We even have one of the Talk Radio Countdown show and other things that I do, like the American Family Farmer and the DJV Health Program. But it's basically a synopsis, if you will, of the things that we talk about on the air. And a lot of people who are experts in this area say, are you going to have original content? So I've done a few of those podcasts. And if you don't have a lot of promotion behind you, you're Whistling Dixie. Victoria, you've had this Beauty Pop podcast on the air for a number of years. Not on the air, but you've had it available. How many years have you been doing that?
Just a year. But we did it. You have to go into it, I think, with a very clear intention. I did it when the pandemic began because I wanted to stay in touch with my friend, and we just had a wonderful escape to talk about pop culture and beauty products every week. So we weren't looking to make money off of it or, you know, we happened to build a small following of people who liked what we were doing. But you're right, without a big network behind you and promotion and things like that, it's very hard to make a dent because there are just so many podcasts now. So it's tough.
What it's done is make the big companies like iHeart bigger. That's what it is. They keep continuous, like every other industry that we talk about, whether it's the big ag companies that are trying to put the small farmers out of business, whether it's banks, big banks putting little banks out of business, whether it's you pick and choose whatever the industry is. And there's always now it's more prevalent than ever. I think this is one of the big stories with regard to the economy, which is number two on the list. I think the wrinkle here is that so many companies are getting bigger and bigger and bigger no matter what the business, and the local mom and pop people, and it all maybe started with Walmart when you think about it, how what used to be when you went through Main Street America and you saw a little drugstore and a hardware store and a supermarket and all, it's all gone. Walmart's put them all out of business, and that's why for years and years I've always had a bad taste in my mouth, and it's gotten me into trouble on the air because I take shots at them, and they were advertisers, and they decided not to advertise.
A CVS on every corner, too. It's just like a Starbucks. Yeah. It's just all franchises. We're a franchise nation now.
And so everything is the same. We all become the same.
Yep.
And I think there's a danger in that. We need to, maybe when we look ahead to 2022, encourage independent, individual thinking on things instead of this, like what we have is the two sides and that's it. 19 after the hour on the countdown.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND.
Hello. This is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% US-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of thoughts from the DJV program. The hosts of the DJV show, Jennifer Horns, are with us this week. But, as usual, Victoria Keevan is here from the DJV program. Jake Kirshner is here from the DJV show. And John Harper is here, a carrier and follower of fashion of this program and the one that preceded it for many years. John runs WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, longtime friend, and always has something to say as a representative, I think, a good representative of the talk radio world, frankly, as it's done very well on the Space Coast. You get an overview of what's important nationally and locally, and that's kind of the drift that we're in here this morning. As we look at the top stories as provided by Talkers Magazine, the list is at talkers.com, and also we put it at the DJVShow.com website as well. Jay Kirshner in social media, normally every hour of the program, we dig around into stories and what people are saying. So what comments? Let's start with entertainment stories that you followed most during this past year. What are people saying about that? Listeners identified nicely by their names. Isn't that sweet?
Randy Hendrickson followed the Ghislaine Maxwell trial and all of the news that was leading up to the trial the most. Cheryl Grazik's focus is on Betty White turning 100 next month.
Sweet.
So definitely in the camp of let's just look ahead rather than looking backward. Stacey Airey was definitely following some of the stuff that we followed closely. The Britney Spears being freed from her conservatorship, the Travis Scott Astroworld tragedy where so many fans were crushed, 10 people killed, 300 treated for injuries. It was a whole situation, whole tragedy. And the rest, film set shooting, when Alec Baldwin shot and killed the cinematographer and injured the director.
Mm-hmm. You put a list together of the biggest pop culture stories of this past year, and on the top of the list is the Britney Spears conservatorship situation, the fact that it ended, but all of the things which really started this past summer, right?
Yeah, yeah. The biggest thing, well, the first really big thing was when Britney in on June 23rd, she called out her she called out her 13-year conservatorship as abusive. She commented that she'd been wanting to get out. She would have fought harder a lot sooner, but she didn't know that that was even an option. She, well, the Bessemer Trust, who was part of her conservatorship, they asked the judge to withdraw. The judge granted that approval, also granted Britney's request to hire on her own attorney to represent her. Her manager of 25 years goes away. Pretty much all of the rats started running away from the sinking ship. And then by November 12th, Judge Penny terminated the entire conservatorship.
But there's still back and forth, even in December, between the family and Britney or various members of the family. Wasn't it not that long ago the father was trying to get Britney or her money to pay his legal bill, right?
Yeah, he still wants her to pay the bill of all of his legal fees, which she was doing under the conservatorship. So you have to think about this. She was paying for her own legal team representing her as well as the legal team fighting her during the conservatorship. She was footing the bill for everything. And she's going to drag down everybody, and as she should, her father, her brother, who had, there was claims of him being kind of abusive even before the conservatorship even started, her mom and her sister, whether they had more of a hand in all of this or if they were just, you know, kept quiet, and they're guilty for that as well.
We should have a list, a year-end list of top 10 scum buckets of the year, and her father would be right there along with the guy that runs China and Putin and that bunch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hundreds of homes have been lost after two wildfires started and grew quickly Thursday as high winds whipped through the Front Range in Colorado, forcing tens of thousands of residents from their homes. Clint Folsom, mayor of Superior, Colorado, on CNBC last night.
It's a dire situation here. We've still got a mandatory evacuation order in effect. I'm doing a tour of the town with law enforcement right now, and we've lost a couple hundred houses, and they're still actively burning.
The hardest hit were Superior and Louisville, Colorado. The U.S. Census Bureau has Louisville at about 21,000 residents and Superior at 13,000. Both are located between Denver and Boulder. The Los Angeles police officer who fatally shot a 14-year-old through a wall as a suspect was attacking another shopper has been identified as 42-year-old William Dorsey Jones, Jr., a veteran cop with the LAPD. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Vice President Kamala Harris was asked about inflation earlier this week on CBS News. This was her reply.
We have to address the fact that we got to deal with the fact that folks are paying for gas, paying for groceries, and are need solutions to it.
The U.S. Department of Labor is reporting inflation is at a nearly 40-year high. Food is up 6%. Energy costs are up 33%. Gasoline is up 58%. New Year's Eve weather in the South and southeastern United States could put a damper on tonight's festivities.
As most people are ringing in the new year, weather forecasters say a serious and severe weather outbreak could happen that might involve tornadoes. Showers are expected across Texas and much of the South. They say a cold front moving into the region and a strengthening area of low pressure along that front will cause thunderstorms. Warnings are out in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Tennessee. Heavy rain and possible flooding will also be a threat. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis on Thursday shortened the prison sentence of a truck driver convicted in a deadly crash to 10 years, reducing his original 110-year term that drew criticism. Rogel Aguilera Medeiros was convicted of vehicular manslaughter and other charges in the explosive April of 2019 pileup that killed four people on I-70 going into Denver, Colorado. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour. This is the DJV Show's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, talk radio countdown, the things that are published every week by Talkers Magazine, and every year, the annual list. We're all about that as we have some luminaries from the DJV program here. Jay Kirshner in charge of social media, Victoria Keelan in charge of herself and her own thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend John Harper, who's here from WMEL. So we're taking apart the list, and it always wraps itself around the biggest news stories of the year. But you asked Jay on our social media, all of our social media, your questions about the news stories that people listening follow during the year. You want to give us a roundup of what some of the listeners have said, what's most important to them, and what they follow the most.
Lynn Hafner has been following news of the COVID vaccine mandates the most. where Joanne Clawfley followed the stories around the Cuomo brothers. Both of them have really been going through it. Jeanne Morales followed the Kyle Rittenhouse trial the most. Chris Burton says the biggest news story for him was Americans being left in Afghanistan.
So, isn't it interesting?
When you look back at everything, it did not feel like that much stuff happened this year until you really start putting everything together and you're like, oh, that was this year, that was this year, too, that was this year.
I, like, forgot about Afghanistan until you just mentioned it.
Yeah.
It's just the news cycle burns so quickly that Afghanistan was a big, big story, and then it just completely
went away.
Well, the
Cuomo brothers were... The Cuomo brothers thing is a big story.
No, I'm in the New York, New Jersey area. I thought maybe it would be bigger here than nationally, but it was a national story for sure.
And
I mean,
some of these other trials.
List, I added that one for sure.
Yeah.
And
I mean, think about all the trials that took place this year. The wrap of the Ghislaine Maxwell thing just happened. The Potter trial. The Minneapolis. Dwayne, what's his face?
Derek Chauvin.
Derek Chauvin. I just push these names out of my brain.
Derek Chauvin, and that was a, you know, I know that it's hard to have just 10 names, you know, for the year on the talkers list. But, yeah, if it was expanded, I mean, there are a lot of names that I certainly would add, Derek Chauvin being one of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I would say that was the case. And what about other names? Any other names that pop in? To our surveillance, basically, this, John, this is a surveillance. We're in the surveillance mode, and I'm thinking about Dr. Fauci. The fact he's on the list, but all of the things around I'm looking at this South African doctor who's had, at least in the last month or so of the year, has been very important to the whole story of Omicron and that. Where does that lead us? What's going to be next? And people say, well, what's next after this one? One of the things, as a matter of fact, about that I've heard from a lot of people that stirred the pot the last week or so, maybe in the last couple of days, is the fact that if you get, and I think we talked about this on the DJV program, if you get Omicron, the antibodies will protect you from any other variant of the COVID. Whereas if you get Delta, it won't. It'll only protect you from the Delta variant, which I find very interesting. So there are some people, didn't we talk about this, or was I talking to some friends about this? They're actually going out trying to get...
Well, I don't know any... You and I were joking about that yesterday off the air, but I don't know that anyone who's actively trying to get it, because you don't know what variant you're going to get. But, it would be nice to get Omicron if it's... If you're going to get it, right, you want to get Omicron.
Doesn't that sound weird?
Yeah, you can pick and choose.
Nice to get
Because it has the mildest symptoms, but it gives you the protection against Delta, which is so bizarre. This virus is so crazy. You would think that Delta, which is still hospitalizing people, right? Delta is
a lot of people.
A lot of people. And
most
people
in the hospital that are having a problem with the virus, most
people
who are in the hospital are Delta.
Yeah.
It's not
and
Omicron.
People are still dying from Delta. Right.
Yeah.
And so you would think that as a more serious variant would provide the antibodies that you would need to go up against Omicron, and it's the other way around. So the milder one is the one that's giving you the boost, and it's like by 1,000% of the antibodies that you need to fight off Delta. It's just, this virus is just so, it's wild.
And
it really is.
Remember, there were some anti-vaxxers who deliberately tried to get COVID-19 when it originally came on the scene, and they thought it would do nothing. They ended up dying from it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's a separate, this is a focus on talk radio. I can come up with the names of at least three guys who were talk radio hosts who died this year, and they all were on the air talking about how it was a joke, it was a bad thing to take
this.
It
was a hoax. They love
that.
It's all a hoax.
And then Phil Valentine was probably the best known, although Mark Bernier was big in your area, John. And they were on the air talking about how, what a waste it was or what a joke it was. And then after the fact, Phil said, you should get a shot. I think... I don't remember that Mark Bernier said that. He got so sick so fast, I don't think he said anything. He went downhill like a rock.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't believe that in the Daytona Beach area. He had been there for, I think, well over 20 years, maybe 30.
Yeah, he was from New York. He came, went down there from Providence, if I'm remembering correctly, and he wanted to live down there. He's a
nice
good guy.
Yeah,
good guy.
Nice guy. Did it.
Phil was too.
Talk show and very tragic loss.
Yeah. And who's the other one that I can't remember? There's one other one who was.
There was a third big one, right? It was Phil Valentine.
Rattling.
Yeah, there was another. Yeah, I don't remember. I want to say maybe out in Arizona or somewhere out west. Mm. I feel like that's where maybe they were. There were a lot of them, and it was unfortunate that, you know, people take a stand on this stuff and they don't realize it until their loved ones are left without them. You know, that's really what it comes down to.
What it points out, and this is a dangerous thing for me to say, probably, it really points out how ridiculous some of the talk radio machinations have been, and what people think they have to do in order to get an audience.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, sticking to this tripe about not, you know, it's Trump's virus, where the Democrats said, I'm not getting a shot because it's Trump's shot. I mean, what stupidity. That's really it. When you get right down to it, there's no
lack of
stupidity.
Well, I'm a Democrat, and I lined up for the shot. So,
yeah.
And every other Democrat I know.
But what difference does it make whether you're a Democrat or Republican?
Doesn't
under
matter.
The
right, yeah.
It's nonsense.
Yeah.
And all these lines in the sand that have been drawn, all it does is it's an artificial creation of trouble, which we don't need. If you look back, John, I was talking earlier about the astrological impact of where we are right now and how this last 12, 13 years, starting in 2008, when there were cycles that were pointed right toward danger, and we all know since 2008 the world has been miserable in many respects, you know, monetarily, the physical health and well-being. The fact that our country's death rate has brought down the average age that a person would listen to by a year, by a year and a half. Think about that. In 2 years, a year and a half has been taken. The average in 2018 or 19 was like 78.5 or 6, and now it's 77. In 2 years, with all of this stuff, we've lost a year and a half on the average age that an American will live to. That's
just from COVID deaths, right?
Mostly it's COVID, mostly it's COVID. But there are a lot of other people who are getting, you know, if you really want to dig into it, medical care sucks now for a lot of people. They can't afford it. They don't have access to it. And so people are getting sick. And because, once again, just like everything else, these big, huge corporations are buying up all the hospitals. And they're deciding who's going to get what kind of treatment, what the relationship is going to be between you and your insurance company. Yeah. And so as a result of that, I mean, I think you look at that as a definite cause, not the only cause, but a definite cause as to why we have the spiraling negative impact of people dying earlier. It's just, at some point in time, I'm a capitalist through and through, but at some point, and I think that if I look back at Biden, I'm not a fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I think he's done, it's like Trump. I could do without his personality, but he did a lot of good things as president. Biden's done some good things, like wanting to curb the impact of all these big businesses, especially in agriculture, where big ag is really limiting your health and well-being as well, by limiting your choices for food. Whether you realize it or not, there are four major companies that control the seed supply, what you can, you know, the choices that you have, where you can grow the stuff. It's pretty serious. And then,
well, and the right to repair, right? You couldn't even fix your own tractor.
Right.
You're a small farmer. How does that not put you out of business?
It does. It's exactly what it is. That's what Big Ag wants, to put all the little guys out of business so they can then decide what the prices are going to be for the food that we eat. We all see what's happened because of COVID to the price of food. Look at the price of food today at the end of 2021 versus the price of food at the end of 2020. It's up 20%, sometimes more, depending on what you're buying. So these are all important, critical things that we've been talking about during the course of the year that I think need not to be forgotten, frankly, in the overall, the world that we live in, kind of. So, Jay, you also have been asking for New Year's resolutions and what people may have for goals, and we'll get to that as we continue here in the Talk Radio Review.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
I'm Andy Solomon. Close to half of American adults have high blood pressure. Of those, about 75% don't have it controlled, and many don't even know they have it. Singer-songwriter and actor Naturi Naughton is teaming up with the American Heart Association to increase awareness of high blood pressure.
The American Heart Association and I are launching a dance movement inspired by the 4 steps of self-blood pressure monitoring to encourage everyone to check their own blood pressure. It's also a great way to get your body moving.
High blood pressure is a leading cause and controllable risk factor for heart disease and stroke, but it can also contribute to worse outcomes for people who contract COVID-19.
The Get Down with Your Blood Pressure dance movement is a fun new dance with just 4 simple moves. Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share those numbers with your doctor. Then head to your social channels to share your videos with hashtag GetDownWithYourBP.
For more information and to learn the dance, visit @American_heart on Instagram.
All right, we're moving into another world, another zone here. Lots of things going on. You can hear the stimulus from the people on the DJV program as we overview the top stories from News Talk Radio this past year. According to Talkers Magazine, the list at talkers.com and djvshow.com. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan is here. John Harper from WMEL. The vaccine, the anti-vaxxers and Ivanka, say it again, Doug, Ivanka, her too. John, one of the locals down there, they're taking shots at her. I mean, Trump got the shot, so
yeah.
why are they taking?
It's kind of interesting in the fact that it was publicized that she received her shot. I don't know if it was a booster or her first vaccination shot. And the anti-vaxxers.
I think it's her booster. Yeah.
The booster, yeah.
Yeah. The anti-vaxxers have been all over her, thinking that she has now betrayed them for getting that shot.
But she got the. Yeah. I used to follow her on Instagram. She got the shot as soon as she was in the age category to get it.
Yeah.
I think Ivanka and I got the shot at like the same week, the first one, and then the second one. So this is old news. If the anti-vaxxers are just discovering that Ivanka's got the vaccine, it's like they need to read more. And in many ways.
Well, there are a lot of intelligent people, a lot of my friends of mine, some very dear friends who are very intelligent, just think that it's the end of the world. And the vaxxers are getting, you know, I don't know, it's befuddling, frankly. But we respect everybody's point of view. That's an important part of what's going on here. All right. Thank you, folks. We'll continue with this. It's 10 before the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with my friend Nick Miles. Happy New Year, pal. Happy New Year. And in the new year, you're going to start it off by going to the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. What about the marriage? A lot of people think, huh, cars there? But I said there's so much technology in cars now, it's almost a must, isn't it?
Absolutely. All that new flying, amazing, marry your cell phone. Yes, it's far beyond me, but cars can do amazing things. Park yourself. Well, they still haven't managed to put a coffee maker in a car, which I think is a basic necessity.
Oh, my God, really? Good for you.
Well, of all the things, you know, all the basic things that they've managed to put in a car, it's the one thing I thought they would have done a long time ago.
So you're going to report to us next week at various times from... I think it starts on Thursday, doesn't it? What day is the 7th? Friday?
The 6th, but the show the sort of kicks off on a Monday, but the interesting stuff is going to happen on the Thursday when I'm there.
Right, of course. All right, speaking of technology and cars, there was an incident this week. I'm sure you saw this fellow who owned a Tesla. He got a repair bill that cost half of what he paid for the car, so he decided he would finish the car off, literally and figuratively. He was a finished guy. He blew the car up, right?
Yep. This is not unusual, in front of the factory or in the dealer. This has been done before. I do recall a guy driving his Volvo to the factory in Sweden and setting fire to it outside the factory in Sweden about 20 years ago.
Really? I remember that.
It does two things. It brings attention to you, and it gets rid of your car. That's the two things that it seems to do.
When I saw this and the fact that he was quoted $22,000 for a new battery, it really brings you up short when you hear all the people talking about how great electric cars are. They aren't. I mean, they are, but they aren't. There are all of these things that we're just getting into right now. I can't imagine the Tesla stock, which has been the darling of Wall Street, did very well after this story became public. The guy only drove the car 932 miles, and that was it. He brought it to his mechanic and found out that the only way to fix the car would be to replace the battery pack. Aren't they guaranteeing it? I thought they guaranteed these cars.
No, this is one of the problems you have with electric cars, that they certainly have warranty issues. This, you know, Tesla, there is a lot of things with Tesla that are a little bit, it's a new company. There's certain car companies are bound to do certain things like provide parts, but they are not bound to do certain things like warranties, and each state has their own lemon law. So you go, it's not a federal thing, it's a state by state thing that you have to look at lemon laws for cars. The lemon law is, you know, so many things can go wrong with a car in its first year, and the dealer has so long to fix it that before the dealer has to buy the car back. So you have to sort of watch the lemon law very carefully. Now, this is why I trust much more car companies who've been around a lot longer, like Toyota. They guarantee their, you know, Toyota and even down to Hyundai, 10 years, 100,000 miles warranty on their cars. Toyota guarantee that their electric car batteries will still function at 90% after 10 years.
Yeah. What a great PR opportunity to take a shot at the reign of Tesla. Now, here's something else to compare and contrast. The fact that the big companies are making almost exclusively SUVs, and so there was an interesting comparative of how many electric cars were sold versus how many SUVs were sold. And so did you see that? The numbers are about the same, and do they cancel one another out, I guess is the question.
Yeah, we're still much, much bigger SUV country than we are cars. If you start to add up where we're going with crossovers and SUVs, the amount of electric cars that we're actually selling is like, you know, a tiny, tiny drop in the ocean compared to what the SUVs are. We are still a crazy truck and SUV country.
Yeah, we like it. All right, so speaking of trucks, the Rivian electric truck has been delayed, apparently, because they can't make the battery work right.
The extended battery, you'll have to be waiting until 2023. So if you already ordered it, I'm sorry, sit down, have another piece of pie.
Happy New Year, my friend. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com is his website. Check it out to find out all the things you need to know.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.